All right. The Rockets are going to close it out tonight, and the Astros already got one. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, however you want to reach the show, put odds on it. Technically, we know it's percentages, but, and I know you're sticklers, some of you, but we don't care. What are the percentages? Wednesday sounds terrible. What are the odds Wednesday? Sounds pretty good. And, you know, I don't know what kind of knucklehead does, you know, what, way back Wednesday? Is that what the show before us? Who names a day? Oh, yeah, never mind. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds that that's kind of stupid on our part? But hey.
What are the odds we're moving on from this? Let's move on. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. No one's going to change it. That's fine.
Yeah, it's there.
How are you today, Fred?
I'm all right.
All right.
I'm all right, yeah.
That's not good. Monday and Tuesday, you've been in here. You've been spitting fire.
Yeah, I have.
And today, you're all right.
No, you got to carry me a little bit today. Well, this is the first time I haven't gotten to the gym in like 17 days, but okay. I had a small procedure done at the doctor this morning, so I couldn't go to the gym. So I was a little bit out of it for most of the day. I think I'm coming around now. It's like as soon as the lights came on, I was fine. But yeah, he told me, yeah, you should be fine. You know, just you might be a little dizzy. And of course, I get in the car and start driving home, and that's when I get dizzy. I'm like, maybe you should have told me not to drive.
Yeah.
You know. So, but yeah, I'm okay. I'm just ready for a big night of sports. You know, Rockets are going to close it out tonight.
Yeah, I would expect so.
Got the Leafs-Bruins Game 7 I'll be watching. And, you know, we'll be posting stuff on the site from the Rockets. So, going to be a long night for SportsMap. And it's already been a long day for SportsMap. I've been on there all day.
I'm actually going to the Rockets game tonight.
Are you really?
I am.
Interesting.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, normally I wouldn't go, but Eric from Carbach. He called me and asked if I wanted to go, and then he said they're like 20th row. I said, oh, okay, I'll go.
Yeah, I'm guessing the Carbach tickets are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I'm pretty sure you can get Carbach in Toyota Center.
I think so.
Yeah, so you guys will enjoy yourselves. In case you missed it today, your Astros get a 5-2 win over the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Excuse me.
404.
That was early.
It's pretty weak, though.
Not yet.
It was barely.
Not my best.
Yeah, it wasn't even a decent one. But Justin Verlander today had a no-hitter into the fifth, I believe. And then he was sharp, man. Wound up giving up two runs, struck out nine in seven innings. Ken Giles with save number two.
Look at that.
Came in and pitched the ninth. And interestingly enough, his ERA is now at two. He's got two saves. Everybody who hates him.
Top five closer?
On the Astros? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to go.
You're going to put him ahead of Joe Smith?
I'm going to go on a limb here and say top two closer on the Astros.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So they get the win after not getting one last night when Ohtani throws the ball 101 miles an hour and they still get to him. But the rare poor start from Chuck Morton last night and the bullpen didn't help.
Yeah.
So, but they get the win today and, you know, good to see that. That's what you have Verlander for, is to come out and in these losing streaks.
That's right.
Such as they are.
And he did.
Big two-game losing streak of theirs. 713-780-ESPN. So, John, how excited are you for Infinity Wars now that you're hearing what people are saying about it?
Pretty pumped. Kind of, you know, it was what I'm expecting. It was a little lower than I expected. I expected it to be like close to 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. But, you know, 86 is really, really good.
Yeah, I've got
86.
Yeah, I got an 86.
Yeah, I don't pay too much attention to Rotten Tomatoes anymore because there's too many shows that I really like that they just rip, and then there's so many that I think are garbage that they have up there. So pretty much that it's the mediocre movies that are the ones they seem to get right.
Yeah.
But
well, we'll see how this works out. I ended up my wife got tickets for Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So I'll see it opening weekend, even though under protest, I didn't have any I didn't have any say in it.
IMAX?
No, not IMAX. My wife kiboshed that idea because she was like, you know, we're not doing IMAX with four people. Those kids, the kids aren't. We're not paying 20 something bucks for those kids.
Yeah, it's, especially if you got kids, they're going to want to go up again too. So
yeah,
that's all right. You can go do IMAX on your own. Like go during the week next week when nobody's going. If you like it enough. And then go do IMAX.
I don't go to them. I don't know when the last... You know what? I've been to see one movie twice in the theater, I think, maybe ever. No, two. One was Titanic, because I was in high school and I was trying to get laid. Right. So I went and saw that with two different girls. And
did it work?
50-50.
Yeah, okay. That's a good percentage.
You
know,
yeah.
You're batting 500. You're batting 500.
You win some, you lose some. The other one was Lone Survivor. Like, I don't know why, but when I watched it the first time, I was like, God, that was awesome. I felt like it had a bunch of, it made me feel a bunch. Yeah. Like, I cried in it, and I thought it was good action. So it's like, I'm going to watch it again.
The acting was really good in it, too. Yeah. I mean, I thought that movie was fantastic, but it's one of those on my list that, as great as I thought it was, I don't think I can ever watch it again.
Okay.
Because I've got a lot of movies, like Schindler's List.
Yeah.
I can't, it's 12 Years a Slave. I mean, it does. It's movies you have to see, and they're really moving, but I also can't really watch them again.
That's fair.
Yeah, and they're projecting Infinity War to make worldwide $500 million.
That's pretty good. Opening weekend?
Yeah.
Is that good?
A little bit.
Okay,
and, they're doing all right. The U.S. Projection is, I think, $235 to $40 million, and it's going to be around Star Wars territory. Star Wars, The Force Awakens is the highest grossing opening weekend. I think it was $247 million. So we'll get close to that, I think.
All right, so, John, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday. I'm going to set a number for you. You give me over or under in the U.S., $241 million.
I think it's going to go over.
Ooh, okay.
I think it's going to get close to $250 million.
It's got to be better than Star Wars was, though.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So, Chris asked, what are the odds the Rockets start off slow again? It wouldn't shock me, but I think they'll turn it on at some point. I don't anticipate this game being very competitive, frankly. I think the Rockets will, they'll buzzsaw them again with another big quarter. It won't be 50 points, but I think they'll come out and, you know, they're starting to get back into their rhythm. And yeah, I see very little chance of them losing this game tonight.
I'm in the same boat as you. To me, the more interesting games going on tonight are literally every game but this one.
Yeah.
The other series, well, they're the two Eastern Conference series, Wizards Raptors and Pacers Cavs, are tied 2-2. Big night for the home teams.
Yeah.
The Cavs and the Raptors need it, or they might be in trouble. And then that Jazz Thunder series has been pretty competitive. So
yeah, I kind of expect the Thunder to bounce back tonight.
I kind of do too. I think that's going to go 6 or 7. And then, you know, I think that the Cavs are going to win tonight. I still don't think the Pacers are going to beat the Cavaliers in a 7-game series. I
can't convince myself that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me just being silly, but I just don't see any way that happens.
But I've thought all along the Wizards could give the Raptors a run for their money. And I know you're a Canadian, but I would actually love to see it. I'd love to see the 8 seed make some noise.
Oh, geez, shut your mouth.
Get a big one.
Ooh. Yeah, I've said all along, I just don't think the Raptors are built for a deep run in the playoffs. I think they're a very good regular season team, and I thought this series would be tough. I don't know that. I think if they win this, I don't think they win another series. I'm not, like, the Raptors are the one Toronto team I'm not really into.
You don't care about them?
Yeah. No, I mean, the wife does, because she just cares about anything Canadian, and, you know, she starts paying attention now, and it's like, well, oh, I can't believe the series is so close. Well, if you'd listen to the show.
Yeah, you'd know.
We kind of said that might happen.
I wrote a sports map article. You should have read it.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I finally got her to read something of mine, though, so there's that. She read my media thing.
Okay. Yeah, my wife does not read anything I write. I don't think she cares.
Theoretically, she hears it when you're at home, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, though? I don't really talk about sports when I'm at home.
Like, I don't unless she asks me about it. Like, hey, what's going on with the Texans draft?
Every once in a while, my 10-year-old will ask something about sports, and I'll talk to him about it. But my wife, oh, no.
Yeah,
she has no interest in it.
Yeah, it just depends. Like she's interested in the Raptors, and she's interested, obviously, in the Leafs. So
is she, though, or is she just one of those people who she hopes to hear the result? Like, is she going to actually watch the games?
Well, she's going to – well, she's watching the Leafs game tonight because I have the TV reserved for 7:18 when I get home. Rockets one channel, Leafs on the other.
Okay.
But she's not as into it as I am.
Okay.
And she
– because to me, I like – my wife's the same way. My wife likes the Seahawks.
Yeah.
She likes the Mariners. That's where she grew up. But if they win, she's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But she's not going to sit down and watch them play a game unless it's a Super Bowl or something.
Where she gets into it is like any kind of international competition involving Canada.
Okay.
And then her riders, of course. Where she scares me watching those games because of how... Yeah, you know, she's this nice, quiet little woman until the football game comes on with her team and the game's close, and she starts talking about, you know, kill the bleeping quarterback, go and beat his mother to death and stuff like that. And she's screaming at the TV, and I'm like, what the hell? Where did that come from?
Yeah,
you know, you're supposed to be nice. You people are supposed to be nice. It's like, I hate this guy. He sucks. Break his leg. Like, whoa. Yeah, all right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. There are a ton of energy providers out there, and they've all got some sort of a deal that they're going to offer you. They're going to say, oh, we'll give you free weekends, free nights, or free days, or a $600 bonus. And you might have at the time said, man, that sounds like a pretty good deal, and signed up for one of those things. And then you find out down the road that now all of a sudden you're paying a higher rate, or they've added some fees to your bill. What's going on there? Well, if you had Tri-Eagle, you wouldn't have to ask that question because Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, no matter what. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. You're just getting good, honest business from a good, honest company that wants to help you reduce your overall energy usage. And they're going to give you lots of tips and tricks to keep your overall energy usage down, thus keeping your bill down. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Beth in studio at 6:30 today. And lots of good stuff on Sports Map today. We're going to be very draft heavy. Obviously, over the next few days, Lance has his potential targets for the Texans in the third and fourth round. I have my article I posted last night on why we shouldn't be blaming the media and start looking at ourselves. Which
but we are the media.
We are, but it's also kind of the media's fault. It's
oh.
I don't say this about a lot of stuff, but it really is a good column. It's worth your time. You know, I don't say a lot of things about my stuff like that, but it's... I mean, I've gotten a really good response to it, so it's worth checking out. And then got the two-man game with Joel Blank and Mario Elie talking about the Rockets. And Joel's got...
The two-man game. I've always thought Joel was into a two-man game.
Yeah. Maybe three. Just depends on the...
Depends on how many beers he's had.
Yeah, yeah. And he also has a video on the Astros. We've got... Jerry Bowe's gambling guide. He's just been on fire. I think he's 19-1 in his last 20 soccer bets.
Jeez.
That Yeah, it almost has me ready to bet soccer. But Dell's column is on several ways to watch the draft if your team does not have a pick, which includes your Houston Texans. So some good stuff tomorrow as well. We'll have Josh's final mock draft. AJ has an article on three players he likes in the draft and three that he doesn't. That'll be up at 6 a.m. in the morning.
What do you think? Did I make a good case?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about one of them because I really like the guy, but that's okay.
No, yeah, okay.
But no, I thought it was really good. So that'll hit at 6 in the morning. And just for people curious, I've got we're going to have coverage of the Texans picks when they have them. We'll be on the site. And we're also going to have okay, so that's 2 by 4:20. I think if you get one more by 4:30, you will have set a personal best.
I still have a half a can left.
There you go. There you go.
Entirely possible.
These are all energy drink related. But I'm going to try something this weekend. And, you know, for people who have asked for Saints and Cowboys coverage, we're going to have Saints and Cowboys draft wrap-ups posted either Saturday night or Sunday morning. If those get a lot of traffic, then we'll continue considering Saints and Cowboys coverage.
There you go.
If they don't, then I'll know that you guys aren't interested. So, because that's how I judge things. By how many hits we get. But yeah, so we'll have that, and we're going to have some videos from Dallas. So just lots of cool stuff. So if you get a chance, you're bored this weekend, check out Sports Map, and you won't be bored anymore.
That's right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. You know what? I'm going to go on record. I'm really proud of that site. We've come a long way with it. Got a lot of people contributing, and you know, it's a full-time job, but it's been a lot of fun seeing that thing develop and seeing the response we're getting from people. So... what are the odds OKC wins the next two and forces a game seven? I'm going to go 35%. I think they win tonight.
Yeah, I think it's quite possible.
Yeah. But I think they have a chance. They're very streaky, and if they get hot, yeah, definitely. And I think the Jazz have certainly played better in the series, but the Thunder are one of those teams that I think they're hard to evaluate for me because there's such a high variance with them. When they're on their game, I mean, they can play with anybody, and when they're not, they can lose to anybody. So 713-780-ESPN. G says, which will be higher, Gerald Green 2018 playoff shooting percentage or Marisnik strikeout percentage at the end of the season?
Oh boy.
Now that lots of points there for creativity, G, to pull those two things together.
Where are we at now on those two things?
Well, Marisnik did homer today. He brought out the big bat.
Okay.
Did
he walk?
I don't know. I have not checked the box score yet today. I didn't watch the whole game. I just watched parts of it.
No, he was 1-for-1.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That cuts down his strikeout percentage considerably.
Not considerably. He's still... 30 strikeouts and 57 plate appearances.
Okay, so still over 50%. That much higher than what Gerald Green is going to shoot in the playoffs.
And still no walks.
So I'm going to go 65-35 Marisnik.
Yeah.
But that's a really good combo. What are the odds? Because what you're pulling together two completely different things, but it's actually a debate that allows you to talk about two things. So A-plus for G on that one. Daniel asks, what are the odds Adam Silver will allow gambling in the NBA before he fixes the tanking problem?
What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't. What's the problem? Is it a problem?
You know, my buddy has started making money late season NBA, doing 4 or 5 team money line parlays.
Yeah,
against teams that are tanking, that are obviously tanking, and it's pretty successful.
Yeah.
So I usually don't do it, but I might jump into that a little bit next year.
Yeah, well, NBA it's there's certain times like I bet the first two games of the Rockets series because I bet Minnesota in game one and the Rockets in game two. Just I thought Minnesota would come out and keep game one close and then the Rockets would pound them in the second one, and I almost did the same thing in 3 and 4, and I chickened out because I felt like, well, you know what? I'm 2-0 on NBA playoff bets. I can stop now. But I think there's times when you can pick a spot where you do it. And a couple people asking, do I have any play on the hockey game tonight? I do not. I'm just sitting back and watching. That's it. And hoping that my predictions that I'll finish 6-2 for the first round, with both losses being the two teams that I root for, actually won. So I'm hoping the Leafs win, but
I wish you luck.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not confident because I still think Boston's a better team, and they've been the better team in this series. Just for, you know, the thing about hockey is you get a goalie who can steal some games, which Freddie Anderson can do, then you got a shot, but we'll see. I'll be happy if they win. If they don't, then I'll say, hey, I was 7-1 on my predictions. 713-780-ESP is your number.
Do you hear that Joel Blank was saying that they should have asked him for approval for the lights and the cameras in the studio?
I did not hear that. Is that for real?
That's for real. No one got approval from Joel Blank.
I see.
Did you, like, in your management meeting, did anyone say, guys, maybe we should ask Joel if he's okay with this?
No one said that. Realistically, the idea was all along to create an atmosphere that doesn't really impact what we're doing that much, which, by the way, these new soft lights, pretty good at that.
Much better than the alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's, what was his complaint?
That they didn't clear it with him.
Okay. You know, I know we have an org chart, John.
Someone told me that he brought it up like 7 times this week.
Really? I'm curious. So, John, you remember the org chart we had at our management meetings?
The what?
The organization chart.
Oh, yeah.
Where was Joel on that?
Not on there.
I'm just curious.
Honestly, it's not even like me or Fred either. It's David. David put together something with...
But don't you think that David Gao should have asked for clearance from Joel Blank?
Or AJ Hoffman?
I mean, listen, you know me. I'm a team player. I'm such a team player.
You'll do it. You'll just bitch about it. And that's
okay.
Yeah,
I'll bitch about it, but I'll do it. Yeah. That just like tomorrow. I love John Granato. Like, I think he's a great guy. I enjoy his company. I'm somewhat excited to do a show with him. But then I started thinking about it today, like...
How'd he get you to do it anyway?
He just asked me to do it, and I just said yes. I don't know why. I looked at my calendar, and I was open, and I was... I'm always open between 7 and 9 a.m. because I don't wake up.
Yeah, you're not awake. That'll be fun. I'm going to actually listen to some of that.
And I started thinking, I was like, oh, what time do I need to be in here to do a morning show? And thank
6:30?
God.
6:30?
Yeah, like when I used to do morning radio, our show started at 5 a.m., and so we were on from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. And then finally they moved our hours from 6 to 10, which was like such a great reprieve for me. But I hated morning radio so much. And it made me not want to do radio. But of course, I was young in the business. I needed a job. I was like, I'll stick this out. You know, these guys are dumb enough to put me on the radio to begin with. Yeah. So I better do what they ask.
Gosh, but when I first started, I was doing updates during Mike and Mike, and that was like, I'd start that at 6 in the morning.
Oh,
that was no fun.
Boy.
And, you know, I was single then, so a lot of nights, I hadn't even been home. I would just go straight from wherever I was to the studio and then try to sleep in between updates.
Well, like I said, I'm glad to be doing the show with him, but what a fool I was to agree to that. And then I'm like, you know what, though? You know what I always say when we're in these meetings and you know, especially lately, our ratings have done well, and I've said, listen, I want every day part to be successful. I want the station as a whole to be successful because that's always my mentality, right? Like,
right.
I want everything to be clicking around here.
Yeah, we'd like for everybody's ratings to be great.
So for me to say no, just find some fill in rando guy that I know won't do as good a job as I will, I can't do it. I had to say yes because I'm a team player, Fred.
Well, that's and it's appreciated.
Yeah.
I think we're all trying to do our part to help everybody.
And in the next
here.
Management meeting, you can go, you know who really went above and beyond this month? AJ. I mean, that guy shows up at work every day just ready to go, does awesome on the afternoon show, and then sometimes he even fills in on the morning show when he's, you know.
Sometime.
Some time. You can. You don't have to say it like that, Fred. You could just say like, you don't have to get specific. You just.
I say enough nice stuff about you in these things.
Not enough. There's so not
does Jong.
Enough.
So does Jong, by the
Jong,
way.
Jong, what do you say about me?
Great ratings. Wonderful to work with. Doesn't okay. bitch too much.
Okay.
No, he's lying about the last part.
Oh, well.
So what time are you going to wake up tomorrow? Like 4:35?
I guess. I mean, which sucks because I'm going to the Rockets game tonight.
And it's a late tip?
It's an 8:30 tip.
Yep. Game won't be over until what? 11:30.
Probably 11:30.
Yeah, you're home about 1. Yeah, you'll be home about 1.
Mm.
And then I'm basically just going to have a nap.
Yeah.
So you're going to meditate when you finish the show tomorrow at 9? Or are you going to do what Lance does and stick around till 9:30?
Well, why would I do that?
I was just wondering. That's what Lance does.
Well, I'm not Lance. I'm not making Lance Zierlein money. All right? I'm doing this for free tomorrow. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart.
So you're going to meditate in the lobby?
No, I don't know what I'll do. I guess I'll go to the gym and I'll just take like a double dose of pre-workout. So I'll be jacked out of my mind all day tomorrow.
Cocaine works too.
That would work. I could take that tonight and just not sleep at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be just like your college days.
That's right. Are you talking about me or Jong?
I was talking about you.
Oh, all right. I got to tell you about Jacob. Last June, he was a mechanic. He was stressed out. He was working 50, 60 grueling hours a week. Less than 6 months later, he started his IT career, making more money and working less hours. How long is it going to take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have experience, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 409 says A.J. should go nap at the fancy hotel that's close by instead of going home. Now, we have a deal with them. It's not a horrible idea. They should give you a room.
Yeah, think about this now. I'm already down here.
Yeah?
I don't have any clothes to wear tomorrow. I don't have clean underwear. What am I going to do? Just sleep in this hotel and then...
No, I'm just saying tomorrow after the show, go get a room tomorrow after your show and take a nap then. That's what the texter's saying.
I thought you meant tonight.
No. Tomorrow after you do the Granado show, just go over there. They'll have a room for you. Crash for a few hours.
Do we really have a deal with him?
Yeah. Why do you think we're over there once a month? Tell Jordan. He'll take care of it. It's not a bad idea.
It is a pretty good idea.
Good job, Texter.
John, can you get on that for me?
People are on point today. I'm just going to go on record as saying so far.
That's pretty smart.
What are the odds AJ's hungover tomorrow morning?
No, I won't be hungover.
Yeah, he's just going to be drinking beer. Yeah. So. What are the odds AJ hits Granado in the gap tomorrow?
I always hit him in the gap.
Yeah, that's going to happen. newer listener, what's the deal with AJ and Joel? Why is there so much tension between them?
Because, listen, Joel and I... our best friends. I don't know who's bringing this up. I don't know why you would say that, but we get along very well. No, Joel just hates me. I don't know why. I'm not sure why.
Eric,
I give him grief because, like, I don't know. It's draft week, and they talked 3 hours a day of NBA all week. Like, what? I like to give friendly jabs. Listen, I hear that all the time. Everybody around here breaks everybody else's balls.
Yeah,
like it's not. There's nothing. I have nothing personal against Joel. Like, I think he's a nice guy. He's rescuing some dog who's beaten and broken.
Which,
like, these are good things.
Yeah, which I mean, I was talking to him about that today. They rescue dogs, he and his wife. I mean, they do a lot of cool stuff. But, yeah, this is just how all of us are. We just kind of bust each other's chops a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, to me, that's fun. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. But, yeah, the one rule that we always try to follow here is don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're going to get your feelings hurt. And frankly, I don't really have any feelings. Yeah, I think most of mine have been, you've been married 3 times. You don't have any feelings left. Let's be honest.
You're all feeled out.
Yeah. Yeah. But this job's too much fun to let things get to you. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The, what's more likely, John, I'm not going to read that one. John being sober enough to have relations on his wedding night or Texans winning less than 9 games. Texans winning less than 9 games. Yeah, like 70-30. Because John's got to do a shot at every table. That's impossible.
It's going to end poorly.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be when you guys are out of town, when you're going to be able to enjoy your actual wedding.
Mm, yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN. So, man, a lot of draft stuff. And Lance did his thing for Sports Map today where can I throw the names out that he did for potential Texans targets and you tell me whether that make you happy or not?
Okay.
So he's, you know, they basically have 68, 80, 98, 103. Mostly tackles, a couple of, okay, so you just missed your record.
Mm.
If you could have gotten that third one in by 4:30, that would have been a personal.
Sorry.
But if you can get one more in by the top of the hour, that's your new record for most in an hour.
Okay.
So,
I'm out of energy drink.
Oh, that's too bad. Joe Noteboom, the tackle from TCU, is one of the guys he mentions. Okay, so you just did it. Congratulations. You can stop now. There's too much.
That's championship right there.
There's too much of a bad thing. So unless you just want to keep it, you know, extending the record, like Tiger at the U.S. Open back before he became a bum, when he just went crazy. All right, so this is from Lance's article. It's up today. Potential targets in the third and fourth round for the Texans. Joe Noteboom, offensive tackle, TCU.
I mean, it's an offensive tackle. I'm not gonna complain about it because that's clearly a need. I will say, there's a guy I wrote about for Sports Map that's an offensive tackle who might possibly be available when the Texans pick, or he's.
I might be getting to him in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he might be in that range where they could trade up to, but that, I would prefer him over any of the other tackles that won't go in the first round. But yeah, I mean, the tackle can't hurt.
Yeah, he thinks Noteboom's stock is going up and that you might have to trade into the second round to get him.
Okay.
But he says Senior Bowl and Combine were much better than his 2017 tape, which, okay. Brian O'Neill of Pitt is another name he mentions. Jamarco Jones, Ohio State.
That's the guy I like.
Yeah, I knew that.
The film on him is really good. Like, the biggest knock is he played for Urban Meyer, and not a lot of tackles who have played in that system have really panned out. But again, I don't always believe in that. Like, is Urban Meyer running some sort of system where tackles aren't supposed to block?
I always prefer offensive linemen from the Big Ten, because basically you get these because they run the ball a lot. And in general, I feel pretty good about drafting guys from the Big Ten. And even though that system maybe hasn't worked out all that well, he also had a pretty disappointing workout, according to Lance.
Yes.
Which should drop him, which is good. If he drops, great. Orlando Brown, Oklahoma. Boy, that was a guy that early on was a top 10 pick.
He was stock high. And
yeah.
He's tumbled. But yeah, that's if they can get him, for sure.
Braden Smith, Auburn guard.
I don't know if I know much about him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not like Lance where I go through and I watch film on all these guys.
Yeah,
like,
but you know most of these guys.
I know most of them from watching them play football. Yeah. I don't know that I know a lot about him. I don't feel like I can.
You probably don't know these next two then. Will Richardson, offensive tackle and guard from North Carolina State. Character issues. So take that for what it's worth.
All right.
Jamil Demby is a tackle guard from Maine who also – apparently he was at the Senior Bowl. He did not play with the Texans team, but Wyatt Teller, guard from Virginia Tech, another name he mentions. Tavarius Morris, safety from Southern Miss. 4.32 he ran at the combine.
Jeez.
Or he wasn't invited to the combine. He ran a 4.32 at his workout. Ronnie Harrison, safety, Alabama. I'm always okay with any Alabama defensive player.
I am too.
As long as it's not first round. And even then, the right guy, yes, but you're getting a pretty polished player who can probably play right away. Not necessarily start, but certainly give you some snaps. Duke Dawson, cornerback from Florida. Kaiser White, safety, West Virginia. MJ Stewart, cornerback, North Carolina. And he's got some tight ends on here. Dalton Schultz of Stanford. I've seen his name connected to the Texans quite a bit. So, and then Ian Thomas from Indiana and Durham Smith from Notre Dame.
What if there's a guy, and I'm asking this knowing likely what the answer is, but if there's a guy who is a top-tier talent but has had a lot of off-the-field issues and those issues forced him to fall, would you blame the Texans in a year like this where they don't have any high picks for just taking the gamble on a guy like that?
No, and I think it kind of comes down to, and based on what Brian Gain said last week, I think it comes down to the level of whatever the problem is. Yeah, if it's weed, that's probably okay.
Okay.
That's a low-level problem. You can work with that. You know, domestic abuse is a high-level problem, and that's different.
Right.
And so I can't see them taking anybody that's ever been accused of that. But, no, I could see them taking a guy with some off-field issues as long as they're not that serious. You know, maybe a Dewey. It's not that serious.
Okay. The guy that comes to mind for me is Antonio Callaway from Florida, who you could argue is maybe the most talented receiver in the draft.
Yeah, didn't he just test positive again?
He had a diluted sample at the combine. He missed his entire junior season because he was suspended. He had like a stolen credit card thing. He's not a high character guy. He got busted.
Boy, he's talented though.
Yeah. So,
man, we haven't seen him in a year either.
So what do you think? Do you think that's like, if he somehow falls to the third round?
Oh, I think he will fall to the third round.
Okay.
I think he falls.
Knowing he's a first round talent, should the Texans take a look at a guy like that?
I would.
To try to make something out of a year where you've really got nothing to work with. That's what I would be looking at it as. Like, you want a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I would gamble on a guy like that. I don't know. I wouldn't do it my first pick of the third round, but definitely one of those picks if he's still sitting there. That's a guy I would look at. Now, I'd be real curious about this last drug test, though. So,
well, the guy likes weed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame him for that, but, you know, there's a lot there that would concern you. But for a fourth-round pick, third-round pick,
Yeah.
You know, that I'd be okay with that.
John, what do I have here, my man? Dirt-free carpet cleaning. My guy Aubrey Theodi out there at Dirt-Free. These guys, they've changed the game. They've changed the game on cleaning floors, cleaning your air ducts, cleaning your tile, your carpet, whatever your surface. They've changed it because they've got the best technology out there. Spring pollen and other allergens, they're in the air. They're coming into your house now through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. You can get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, they'll clean three rooms for $100 and they'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt-Free. 281 Dirt-Free. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281 Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Boy, I'm boy, we are floating on the beyonds. Going till they take my bro and Malcolm CDC off. Prison system.
ESPN 97.5.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Peace, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, and
listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Doing a little bit of reading about Antonio Callaway during the break. It says, it's a hard call. This is Mel Kiper talking. It's a hard call. On talent, Antonio Callaway is a first-round draft pick. Entered the year as one of the elite 15 best players at any position, possibly, that were draft eligible. So the off-field concerns are what's going to be impacting him. We saw what's happened with some players over the years that get pushed down, and once the light goes on, they mature and they put the past in the past, and they move on. They can evolve and develop. Some people thought second or third round over the last month or two. It's hard because it's individual teams that have to make that call. That's what they're all assessing now. I'd say the second round's a little high for me. When you get into the fourth, fifth round area, that's when you start thinking about Antonio Callaway. That's what I would do. If somebody gets that guy in the fourth or fifth round, I think they're getting a pretty good deal.
I mean, just for pot?
Well, it's not just pot. He was one of nine Gators suspended indefinitely back in August for their role in a credit card fraud scheme in which players were alleged to have used stolen credit card information to transfer money to their student bookstore accounts. He and six other suspended players received pretrial intervention, meaning if they met requirements set forth by the state attorney's office, they would have their recommended third-degree felony charges dismissed. Five of the suspended players were allowed to rejoin the Florida program back in January. Callaway had already declared, so that didn't affect him. But he was suspended all last year. He was suspended in the offseason prior to his sophomore year before ultimately being cleared in a Title IX investigation into a sexual assault allegation dating back to 2015. Again, cleared, but accused, which never looks great. And then he was involved in a traffic stop with an older man with a lengthy criminal history last spring and pled no contest to possession of drug paraphernalia. He was not suspended for that, but then came the credit card fraud. And then, of course, he just tested positive for marijuana at the NFL Combine, which, I mean, that's dumb.
Yeah. Especially, I was reading a story the other day about all the ways that athletes can get by with passing a marijuana test.
Yeah. You
know, from the Wizinator and all this stuff. And I think it was Mike Tyson was talking about how he passed a test using a fake penis and, you know, getting clean urine in
like
it.
A Wizinator?
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's so many ways you can get by with it, especially if you're doing something like this. Don't you think you would actually, you know, if you knew you'd smoke weed, maybe you'd go ahead and just get a fake penis?
Maybe.
That's what I would do. Well, actually, I wouldn't smoke weed knowing that I was going to get tested. But especially at the Combine. But you know what? You know who probably will gamble on him, and I think it'll work out? Dallas.
They might.
Cowboys could use another receiver.
Like I said, I was saying that Mel Kiper thinks fourth or fifth round he could make it to.
Yeah, see, that's what I've been hearing. So
that's wild.
Yeah. Definitely first-round talent, but you know, those less of a risk fourth and fifth round. And
yeah, but you know what? You know, I said this a couple years ago. Marcus Peters was a top five talent in that draft. And I said, it's crazy. If he falls anywhere, he falls, it's outside the top 10 is absurd to me. And the guy's mature. I mean, you're talking about college kids turning into grown men. And granted, you're giving these grown men money, and sometimes that makes it worse. But
no, I think that worked out for him. But do you really think he's matured? The fact that they just gave him away for pennies on the dollar?
I don't know.
There has to be something going on there.
But would you rather have his career to date or Kevin Johnson's?
I'd rather have his career, but I would also just say, before we say he's matured, let's back up a little bit.
He might not be, but you can deal with it. You can deal with it.
I mean, to me, there's for a guy that good to give him away for what you gave him away for this year, there's got to be a lot going on with him still. But would you take the production? Absolutely. Has he melted down as much as most people suspected he might? Know, but he's still, you know, if you're that good, teams tend to want to keep you.
Yeah, that's true.
Lamont asking, surprised there's no local programming at the draft since it's so close. If the Texans had a first round pick,
we might be there.
We might have gone to Dallas. Yeah. But with them not having one, it's not really worth it. And, you know, nobody really cares about the second and third round. And by the time those picks happen, so if we went, it would be just a, you know what? I don't know. I mean, I think it would have made some sense, especially if they had the fourth pick.
Yeah.
Then it might have made some sense. But in general, it's funny because I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I was like, well, if they hadn't made the Deshaun Watson trade, then they'd have the fourth pick. It's like, no, I think they'd have the second pick. Because if you trotted Tom Savage out there for every game,
yeah,
I think you're picking number two.
Yeah, what if you couldn't have subbed them out at halftime of that first game? Yeah. Use it for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, you were 3-3.
How many games are you winning?
How many games did they win with Savage?
One.
Right. One more than the Browns.
Yep.
Just saying. Dustin said, after the Randy Gregory experience, I don't know if Dallas will take another weed guy. I don't know, though. They've always had they haven't been afraid to gamble with guys. They're not quite the Bengals.
No.
But,
you know especially for... You know who might look at that guy? The Raiders.
Yeah, I don't know.
No Michael Crabtree?
I don't know. I don't know if the Raiders will... With Gruden there now, it's a little different because now that he's sort of, and obviously he's having a lot to say about personnel. I mean, he's chasing off the punter because he doesn't like
That's
him.
That's true.
I don't know that Gruden is as high on those kind of guys.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. 7 master technicians on staff. I took my bike there yesterday to get serviced because I trust these guys. I know they've got the best in the business who are going to be working on my bike, not just some random dudes who are taking apart and putting together my bike. I don't want that. You don't want that. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, which is way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know things are going to be done the right way. Their showroom, out of this world. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color you could dream of, and outside, a huge selection of pre-owns. Right now, when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots. And what they've got going right now, if you're looking for pre-owned, a gigantic Harley-Davidson tent sale, over 100 motorcycles marked to sell at wholesale prices. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores starting today and running through Saturday only at Republic Harley-Davidson. So if you've been looking for a used bike, a used Harley, now is the time to get one. You're not going to find a better price throughout the year. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in, just outside the Beltway in Stafford, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.